This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
There is way too many people in this room right now that are doing stuff they hate. Please stop doing that. There is no reason in 2021 to do shit you hate. None. Promise me you won't. Because you can lose just as much money being happy as hell.
How in the world, if we're gonna work this shit load amount of time, are you gonna work in a situation where you're not fucking pumped? How? And meanwhile, 95% of the people in this room are in that position. Now, before somebody came up and said, hey, I just quit my job, and everybody was like, yeah! I was like, does he have bills to pay? What's going on? I'm not proposing, you know, I was like, it's good, but you know, I'm not sitting up here and proposing that 95% of this room go quit their job tomorrow. But what I am proposing is you're doing a lot of dumb shit. Maybe you don't need to play 4 hours of Madden when you hate your fucking job.
If you're unhappy, and by the way, this is 90% of the conversation. Yeah. If you say to me, I'm not happy, I can't find my passion, I don't like my job, I'm unhappy, my answer is to use work to find your way out. Yes, I think when you get home, no, you should not complain about it. You should not dwell. You should not watch Netflix or play video games to escape your unhappiness. You should try to start an internet business at night because it's practical, because your grandmama didn't have this, and use it over a 4-year period to be able to go do that and quit your job that you hate.
You gotta lean into your interests. It leads to happiness. You're too young to give up on happiness. You know, people that are 75, I'm willing to say you can give up on happiness. And what I mean by that is not giving up on happiness, I mean professional happiness. I would say, okay, you're 75, fuck it. You're allowed to go to save your money or whatever, and just, but yeah, hopefully you save some money if you wanna go to Florida or Arizona and just golf, like cool. But if you're 52 right now and you hate your fucking job, I don't want you to keep doing that, because there's another 20 years likely of you working based on what I'm seeing in the numbers. Like fuck already. Like, this is why I don't want people to buy houses that are too expensive for them. I don't want people not to buy houses. I don't want people to buy houses that they can't afford. I don't want people to not buy cars. I don't want them to buy cars they can't afford. I don't want people to not buy jewelry. I don't want them to buy jewelry that they can't afford. I'm buying fucking hundreds of thousands of dollars of sports cards, but I can afford it. Nobody, like, that's stupid if you can't afford it. I want people to drink $6 coffees if they can afford it. I don't want them to buy it when they can't. Saving money is incredibly important. Living within your means is incredibly important. And more importantly, having a job you hate or doing something you hate just to pay for stuff to make pretend you're happy, that's the worst of them all.
If you're sitting here right now and you're real, real fucking passionate about something that doesn't have to do with the four walls we're in right now, you need to lean into that shit. Because that's the thing the internet's doing. The amount of people that can make a real living around having a podcast or a vlog or flipping shit they love versus getting a job they fucking hate, and they can make as much or around the same much around having a fucking podcast around Fortnite versus going and working in finance because they interned this summer in Wall Street and they think that's where the money is. That shit, I know nobody here believes, but I've been saying it for a decade and I'm watching it every day and it's real.
If you can get 20,000 bucks by eating shit for a year and grinding, then you can then take that $20,000 to develop early stage peanut butter and jelly brand, early stage Instagram and TikTok ads, and early stage, AKA 10 years. But in 10 years, if you're 32, could you imagine being able to quit your job at 42 that you fucking hate and are dying inside and do a business around your singular thing? Your singular thing. I'm talking, everybody needs to hear this. This is Crush It 2008. I was right. It's real. Like, people are still not doing it.